Have you ever been terrified? I asked myself when I read this gospel, what was Jesus trying to do or trying to say when he gave his disciples this information? It seemed awfully terrifying to me. And I guess what made that particularly challenging was the fact that here we are, the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of our new liturgical year, a time of what I anticipate to be excitement and joy. And yet Jesus paints a picture that isn't very pleasant. In the context of things, what Jesus said and why he said it makes perfect sense. In Luke's gospel, immediately following Jesus telling his disciples about this time of anguish, Jesus celebrates the Last Supper with his friends, suffers his passion, death, and then rises. So his disciples needed to hear this because they weren't aware of what was coming. They weren't aware of how their world was going to collapse and be shattered at the death of their teacher and friend. In the first reading, Jeremiah gives us words of hope, where he says, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. Again, Judah and Jerusalem probably lived in times of anguish. They were constantly under the threat of siege by outside tribes in a very barbaric nation. But Jeremiah assures the people that they will be secure, that they will be safe. Jesus, too, in the gospel, says that we must be on watch, we must be on guard, because we don't know when this anguish is going to come. How fortunate we are to live in this 21st century and to celebrate this first Sunday of Advent. We know the outcome. We weren't there to live through the anguish and the pain and the suffering that Jesus' disciples experienced at his passion and death. We know God wins. And yet, in this season of Advent, at a time when our awareness should be that of Emmanuel, that of coming to expect God with us, we manage to get caught up in the worldly cares of Christmas shopping and visiting our family and friends. The church is brilliant, and her wisdom shows in the establishment of this season that we call Advent. Because the church at this moment gives us an opportunity to heighten our awareness as to what it is we're going to celebrate in the season of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. It's an opportunity for us to step back and be aware of something that is coming so that we can be excited about it and we can also be aware of what's happening. In the beginning of this homily, I asked you if you've ever been terrified. My son and I went over to England last Thanksgiving, and we had the opportunity, while my wife and her friend went shopping at Harrods, the largest department store in the world, my son and I had an opportunity to go to a place called London Dungeon, which is like a haunted house. And I was very disappointed when I went there after I got through it, because some of my friends had already been there and they told me everything that I could expect going through it. And so I lost out on that opportunity to be terrorized for fun because I knew what was coming. Likewise, in Advent, we know the outcome. We know that Jesus is going to be born. We know what happens when the angel comes to Mary and declares that she will bear the child, and she says yes. We even know what's going to happen some 33 years after that, when Jesus suffers and dies for our sake. The challenge is, in this season of Advent, how are we going to prepare ourselves and be aware of those very moments? Very soon we're going to come to the table of the Eucharist, and we're going to participate in this Paschal mystery. But when we participate, we're not remembering, we're not memorializing, we're not bringing it up again. We are actually living in that moment. And the Church, over these 2,000 years, has given us opportunities to celebrate that in the seasons of Advent. These moments that we participate in the Eucharist are real moments. They are that time when Jesus took bread, gave it to his friends. Are we ready to celebrate Advent, knowing the outcome, celebrating the outcome, and rejoicing in Emmanuel, God with us?